Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Art of Digital Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Tomer Nesher, and today we're going to talk about four marketing podcasts that you need to listen to. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying I did not add the Art of Digital Marketing Podcast. I would have been biased and said this podcast is number one, but I'm saying four different ones. So, four marketing podcasts that you should listen to. And by the way, these are the ones I listen to as well. I think they're very well done. Now, the first one I'd like to discuss is the LinkedIn Ad Show, and that's by AJ Wilcox. I really do enjoy this one because it's definitely a different perspective when it comes to advertising, especially on LinkedIn. I haven't really seen a podcast like this where he gets in so in-depth and gives you the exact strategies and details. And he honestly doesn't – he obviously puts out his episodes out there, which is phenomenal. I believe it's like once a week. And they're about 20, 30 minutes. But for that 20, 30 minutes, it's almost like a crash course, and you're just learning everything you need to know about LinkedIn ads. He's a LinkedIn ads partner. I don't know how much detail I can give you, but he does an excellent job, and I highly recommend subscribing to his podcast. Now, my favorite podcast is going to be the second one we're going to talk about. That's Marketing School by Neil Patel and Eric Sue. That's actually kind of how I started getting into this podcast idea with those two and the layout and the format that they have it in. Instead of doing 20, 30 minutes to an hour, these are about, I don't know, 4 to 7 minute episodes. And what's cool about that is that they give you tidbits on all things marketing and actually entrepreneurial. So, and I find that really interesting, really cool, because these are guys who've actually done it. They actually have put in the time and the effort and worked hard in what they do. And they're entrepreneurs. They're entrepreneurs now. And they give you an insight exactly how they run their agencies. They give you insight on how to actually hire people, how to work on, like, try to motivate people, tools, and etc. And I thought they honestly have amazing insight that I wouldn't have thought about otherwise. Speaking to other individuals, it's just not something I've heard of. And the cool thing is too, they're pretty on point with their points. Now, I will say they get pretty repetitive, especially I've noticed Neil Patel kind of always mentions his Uber Set Adjust tool, which is a great tool, by the way. It's a fantastic tool, but I know some of the strategies are talked about quite often. So I don't know if somebody would be not as interested about that. But in other words, I mean, I listen to it every day, and it's 7 days a week, and they range about, let's say, 4 to 7 minute podcast episodes. So I highly recommend Marketing School. Very insightful with how they present the material. And yeah, let's go to the next one. Now, the next one is Science of Social Media. They kind of just updated it. To be honest, I haven't listened to their new ever since they re-upped it, or rebranded themselves. But before that, it was all things social media. And I obviously find that's cool. And just listening to different people who talk about social media, you sometimes pick up different ideas and you know, processes, which I find is so interesting, because you have all these people working in the social media industry, social media marketing like myself, social media advertising, and people give you new strategies, techniques, and sometimes, ironically enough, some things work for other people, but they don't work for the others, and vice versa. And you sometimes will hear somebody say, you know, this will work, but then someone else say, oh no, this won't work. And I just find it really cool and interesting. And that's what kind of Buffer does with their podcast, The Science of Social Media, where they kind of break down on sometimes new social media news, some strategies, tactics, and so forth. Obviously, they try to push out their product, but I think it's a very well thought out and done podcast. Now, the last one is probably one of my – all four of these are great, but one of my favorite ones is the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, and this is by Social Media Examiner, and this is the podcast I listen to stay up to date on all things social media, besides reading blog posts, of course, because they bring – every episode, they always bring in some sort of expert, whether it's Pinterest, Snapchat, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. I feel like I might be missing something, Twitter. And they always bring in new people to interview, and they ask some questions to go over the breaking news. So, for example, a creator studio, they brought in somebody on Facebook, somebody who's an expert in Facebook to discuss it. And so if you want to stay up to date on all things social media, it's on Saturday. It's once a week that they lay out the podcast. And I highly recommend downloading it and subscribing to it. They do a phenomenal job. It's about an hour long. So if you have that patience and stamina to listen to the whole thing, fantastic. If not, definitely pick bits and pieces out of it. But yeah, that's basically it. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts, and please subscribe. And we'll see you back next time. Take care.